Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk, first of all, about Botox, about the face of Botox. And are we the Wild West of Botox here in Northern Ireland? People don't look too far to see how widespread the issue of unregulated, non-surgical cosmetic procedure problems have become. Social media filled to the brim with influencers promoting the latest on-the-market trends. And there was, let me just check this. Yeah, Robin Swan has said there are no active plans to introduce legislation around Northern Ireland's aesthetics industry. And that comes after one MLA compared parts of the sector to the Wild West. Mark H. Durkin suggested a Zoom boom. That's a great phrase. Where people saw themselves on screen more regularly as online meetings increased during the COVID pandemic. And that's led to increased demand. He raised the issue in the Assembly after the Belfast Telegraph reported that more patients are suffering life-altering injuries from botched and unregulated aesthetics processes like Botox and dermal fillers, they're called. Now, I know very little about this, but luckily, someone who does is the founder of Save Face, I beg your pardon, Ashton Collins. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ashton, what do you think? Are we becoming the Wild West for Botox here in Northern Ireland? And is it, as Mark H. Durkin suggests, is it a Zoom boom that we're now seeing more of our faces through doing Zoom meetings and we see ourselves on screen and we don't really like what we see?
Yes, I think in short, the answer to both of those questions is yes, because we have a landscape where anybody can do these procedures from anywhere with no training, no insurance, no healthcare experience. And so as a consequence of that, we are seeing more and more botched results. And also, where the appetite for these treatments is increasing, because like you said, Zoom is a massive contributing factor. You know, before the pandemic, people would be in meetings and have no idea what they looked like when they were presenting or talking. And all of a sudden, we were thrust into this world where everything we were doing was caught on camera and you could see yourself in real time and it gave you the opportunity to pick up on flaws that you would never have seen before. So the appetite for these treatments is insatiable.
It seems to be, and it seems to be, as you rightly point out, much more widespread because people who I meet now are indulging in these fillers or Botox or whatever the procedure happens to be. And yet, people who I never thought would, that's point number one. And also, the numbers of people seem to have increased. Now, 10 years ago, Sir Bruce Keogh said that fillers were no more regulated in the UK than toothbrushes. Has that changed or is that still the case?
That unfortunately is still the case. And I think part of the issue with that is that the people who are seeking these treatments don't appreciate the landscape and how unregulated these treatments are. And so when they go to social media and they see a really cheap deal advertised, they just think they're getting a bargain. And what they don't perhaps appreciate is the corners that are being cut for these practitioners to offer the treatments at such low prices. And unfortunately, it's only when something goes wrong that they realize that they've made a massive mistake. And oftentimes the person that treated them blocks them and ends all communication. And then that poor person is left to fend for themselves and seek corrective treatment elsewhere, which can be a challenge.
What sort of cases have you become aware of at Save Face where things have gone wrong?
Yeah, unfortunately, we in the last couple of months, we're seeing a huge issue with young women predominantly having non-surgical Brazilian butt lifts, where vast amount of dermal fillers are being injected into their buttocks. And we are seeing life-threatening complications. 40% of the people that we've dealt with have had sepsis, have required hospital care, have been close to death. You know, their families have been called in to say goodbye because it's been touch and go whether they'll make it or not. And, you know, this is something that we are calling on all parts of the government to ban these treatments because they pose such a great risk to the public.
So it's serious, it's life-threatening, and yet, is there a will or a desire, you believe, for regulation to be introduced in the UK?
The UK government, so this only applies to England, is going through a consultation period at the moment to look at potential licensing of cosmetic practitioners. But, you know, that is in the very, very early stages and it's likely to take years if it ever does come in. All other parts of the UK at the moment have no agenda, as far as we're aware, and we're in regular dialogues with these people to introduce anything.
Here in Northern Ireland, Mr. Swan, from the Department of Health, said the department is aware of the wider changing health and social care service delivery environment, including in relation to cosmetic treatments. What sort of legislation, what sort of, I was going to use the word guidelines, but it requires more than that. What sort of parameters do you think need to be introduced to create that confidence with the consumer, but also that safety for the consumer, that whoever they go to for their treatment is properly qualified and has the right structures behind them to perform that procedure?
Yeah, I think that it's a complex answer. I think in short, the first thing that all areas of government need to do is to tighten up the enforcement of current legislation, which is grossly under-enforced. So remote prescribing of Botox is rife, and it's something that we've been complaining about for years, and that goes on a massive scale, and it needs to be tightened up because that is illegal currently. And, you know, they really do need to look at the competency of the people doing these treatments, and there needs to be a benchmark qualification that everybody has to have in order to practice these procedures, because at the moment, you know, you don't have to have any training whatsoever. So you could order some dermal fillers this afternoon, set yourself up on an Instagram page, call in yourself an aesthetic practitioner and treat people, and you wouldn't be breaking any laws in doing that.
Ashton, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and for sharing that with us. It's scary. It's nerve-wracking for people who feel that they do want to have some sort of procedure or treatment to make sure that they are in the right hands, in the safe hands, and in hands that will care for them. So thank you for pointing all of that up and for sharing all your experience with us today. Ashton Collins from Safe Face, thank you.
Roll up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.